Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 350. And following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 350. Miracles mirror God's eternal love. To offer them is to remember Him, and through His memory, to save the world. Father, what we forgive becomes a part of us as we perceive ourselves. The Son of God incorporates all things within Himself as you created Him. Your memory depends on His forgiveness. What He is unaffected by His thoughts, but what He looks upon is their direct result. Therefore, my Father, I would turn to You. Only Your memory will set me free, and only my forgiveness teaches me to let Your memory return to me and give it to the world in thankfulness. Amen. And as we gather miracles from Him, we will indeed be grateful, for as we remember Him, His Son will be restored to us in the reality of love. Miracles mirror God's eternal love. To offer miracles is to remember God, and through His memory to save the world. The memory of God depends on my forgiveness. What I am is unaffected by my thoughts, but what I look upon is a direct result of my thoughts. Only the remembering of God will set me free, and only my forgiveness, only my remembering God's love will set me free. And only remembering God's love teaches me what I am. And this I give to the world in thankfulness. I was thinking about the past, and the ego likes to go back and think about the past. And there are times when thinking about the past are important. And I would imagine that it's only a small percentage of the times during the day where the past is really relevant. For instance, maybe determining what food to eat, and the past can tell you what food is good for you, gave you strength, or maybe the memory of how to drive a car. But generally, the thoughts of the past are just not helpful. We can use the mind in helpful ways, but that's not what we use it for most of the day. But there is something we can remember which is helpful in all situations. And this is what this lesson is saying, that we can remember the truth of who we are, not the made-up fantasies that we have stored away in our filing cabinets, but the truth of what we are, which is the one thing. The memory of the truth is a benefit at all times to remember. And I notice how it takes a lot of mindfulness to stay out of the filing cabinets of ego memory. And in the action of staying present in the moment, it is a remembrance of God. I want to stay in the present moment because I remember who I am. Because I remember that going into the filing cabinets is not my truth. That keeps me stuck in the filing cabinets, in the room, in the basement, with all the filing cabinets. But through mindfulness, I don't have to go there. I can stay here in the sunshine, in the love and the peace and the fresh air. And it's here in the current moment that I save the world. Wherever I am present with truth, I am in prayer, holding goodwill for all beings. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to stay out of the basement, stay out of the filing cabinets of memory, stay out of the darkness. Help me instead to stay in the current moment, remembering who I am, what I am. Help me to see in the world what I am, the truth of me, and not project out the filing cabinet's false beliefs. When I stumble into the filing cabinets in the basement, pull me back out by reminding me where my willingness lays, where my truth can be found and experienced. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We can watch the breath to give the mind a point of focus. And we dedicate these next few minutes to staying in the present moment. Where is my attention? We can scan the body. What are the body sensations right now? What am I thinking right now? What emotions am I experiencing? Staying in the present moment. Allowing all that is here now to be here without doing anything but being aware of what is right now. Thank you for joining with me in staying in the present moment where our source lives. Namaste.